Chapter 2: Psychological Effects of Mild Intoxicants. Inherited tendencies aroused by wine and cider. For persons who have inherited an appetite for stimulants, it is by no means safe to have wine or cider in the house, for Satan is continually soliciting them to indulge. If they yield to his temptations, they do not know where to stop. Appetite clamors for indulgence, and is gratified to their ruin. The brain is clouded, reason no longer holds the reins, but lays them on the neck of lust. Licentiousness abounds, and vices of almost every type are practiced as the result of indulging the appetite for wine and cider. Cannot grow in grace, it is impossible for one who loves these stimulants, and accustoms himself to their use, to grow in grace. He becomes gross and sensual, the animal passions control the higher powers of the mind, and virtue is not cherished. Perversion of mind through mild intoxicants. So gradually does Satan lead away from the strongholds of temperance, so insidiously do wine and cider exert their influence upon the taste, that the highway to drunkenness is entered upon all unsuspectingly. The taste for stimulants is cultivated, the nervous system is disordered, Satan keeps the mind in a fever of unrest, and the poor victim, imagining himself perfectly secure, goes on, until every barrier is broken down, every principle sacrificed. The strongest resolutions are undermined, and eternal interests are too weak to keep the debased appetite under the control of reason. Some are never really drunk, but are always under the influence of mild intoxicants. They are feverish, unstable in mind, not really delirious, but as truly unbalanced, for the nobler powers of the mind are perverted. Unfermented wine and cider, the pure juice of the grape, free from fermentation, is a wholesome drink. Cider and wine may be canned when fresh, and kept sweet a long time, and if used in an unfermented state, they will not dethrone reason. Sweet cider, do we know of what this palatable sweet cider is made? Those who manufacture apples into cider for the market are not very careful as to the condition of the fruit used, and in many cases the juice of decayed apples is expressed. Those who would not think of taking the poison of rotten apples into their system, will drink the cider made from them, and call it a luxury, but the microscope would reveal the fact that this pleasant beverage is often unfit for the human stomach, even when fresh from the press. If it is boiled, and care is taken to remove the impurities, it is less objectionable. I have often heard people say, "Oh, this is only sweet cider, it is perfectly harmless, and even healthful." Several quarts, perhaps gallons, are carried home. For a few days it is sweet, then fermentation begins. The sharp flavor makes it all the more acceptable to many palates, and the lover of sweet wine or cider is loath to admit that his favorite beverage ever becomes hard and sour. The only safe course, persons who have inherited an appetite for unnatural stimulants should by no means have wine, beer, or cider in their sight, or within their reach, for this keeps the temptation constantly before them. If men would become temperate in all things, if they would touch not, taste not, handle not, tea, coffee, tobacco, wines, opium, and alcoholic drinks, reason would take the reins of government in her own hands, and hold the appetites and passions under control. Through appetite, Satan controls the mind and the whole being. Thousands who might have lived, have passed into the grave, physical, mental, and moral wrecks, because they sacrificed all their powers to the indulgence of appetite.